Wednesday, March 25th, 2020. Laying Down Your Life. Don Giuseppe Bernardelli was a 72-year-old Catholic priest of the Diocese of Bergamo, a city near Milan in the Lombardy region of Italy. The people of his parish bought him a ventilator when he was diagnosed with a coronavirus disease. The virus is currently ravaging northern Italy, more than any other place on earth. Over 50 Catholic priests, mostly in northern Italy, including Father Bernardelli, have died in the past month because of the virus. Last week, over 400 people died of the virus in Bergamo, a city of 120,000 people, and the birthplace and hometown of Angelo Roncalli, Pope John the 23rd. Of the people in Bergamo who have tested positive for the virus, 13% have died. At Papa Giovanni the 23rd Hospital in Bergamo, one of the most advanced hospitals in Europe, 500 patients need intensive care, but there are only 100 ICU beds. Military trucks come every day and haul away the bodies. Father Giuseppe lovingly and willingly gave up the use of his ventilator so that another patient in the hospital could use it and live. He did not even know the patient who received his ventilator. His parishioners say that Dom Bernardelli had a perennial smile and was always available to them. People followed him from parish to parish when he was transferred. One said, "He was a simple, straightforward person who was kind and helpful to believers and non-believers." Father Giuseppe was ordained a priest on June 30th, 1973. Ironically, there was no funeral for Dom Bernardelli due to the rapid spread of the virus. But when his body was transported through the town on Monday, March 16th, all the people in the town came out onto the balconies of their homes and applauded, sang, and cheered as his body passed by. One of his parishioners, Clara Poli, remarked, "He does not leave us alone. From up where he is now, he watches over us and continues to race through the clouds with his motorcycle. Who knows how many projects he is doing up there?" The last act of Father Giuseppe's life was to put his own flesh and blood on the line. After hearing the words of Jesus, whom he loved and lived with for 72 years, "Greater love than this has no man, that a man lay down his life for his friends." I doubt that many of us would give up our life-sustaining ventilator for a complete stranger, as did Don Bernardelli. But what are you and I doing for others that we do not even know, like donating our blood during this coronavirus pandemic? I would especially love to hear from you and how you are doing, along with your comments, questions, and suggestions. My email address is medardlaz@aol.com. This is the address I check throughout the day. Please listen to my daily treats on my podcast. The email I send you each day has the title of an article underlined. Please check on the underlined title. Just click it on, and you will then see the picture for the day, along with the article. Just click on the triangle in the little green circle next to the Treats for the Soul logo, and you can listen to the podcast for that day. Please invite your family and your friends to subscribe. We need to assist each other through these trying times with help and strength from the Lord. Blessings. Father Med Laz.